What's up, fam? Oh, God, y'all. I'm in tears. I am crying right now. I'm so messed up right now because I don't understand it. I just don't understand it. It's not like I'm hurting, but I'm hurting. Like, I don't get it. I don't understand people. I try to understand you, but I just cannot. I'm trying to wrap my mentals around the fact that someone is so angry, so upset, so hateful because of someone else's happiness, because someone decided to choose themselves, because someone wanted to be on the brighter side of life and cut them off because they didn't want to go down that road of hate and pain and sorrow and low vibing. Can you help me, please, understand this? I teach so much about changing and karmic situations and shit, but God dog, y'all. Honestly, I just cannot fathom someone who hates someone else for being happy, who hates someone else because they couldn't destroy them, who hates someone else because they get the smile in the picture. Golly, I just don't get it. I don't get it. Why somebody can hate somebody so much instead of just walking away. No, they can't do that. They gotta obliterate somebody to the end of no return. Like, they don't believe in God, so they want to do God's job by taking somebody out, and it's not even godly. You need help. You need help, man. You need help. You came out the coochie not loving yourself. You came out of a situation that caused you to hate yourself so much that you hate every single body else that is happy. I tell y'all a lot that I was not a good little girl, okay? I hated love. Oh yes, I did. I mean, sheesh. I could never because I hate love. I was like that. It took me one smack in the face from the Most High God Creator for me to change my whole perspective, my whole life. But this person that I'm talking about, this fool is blaming everybody for their downfall. Everybody. Nobody did nothing good for them. They are evil as hell. And then when God says it's over, leave them alone. This motherfucker gonna say, no, the hell it ain't. It ain't over until I say it's over. Who are you, bro? Who are you? Even Satan ain't even trying to play with the man no more, you know what I mean? Satan's like, yo, bro, I'm done with that. Let's go find somebody else. But not this fool. This fool, like, oh, you can't be done with me. I'm gonna do what I wanna do. This bitch going down. It hurts. I'm hurting because someone has this much animosity and envy and hate towards someone else because they do not love themselves, and nor are they willing to try to love themselves. They're so fixated on causing someone such turmoil, such hate. Oh my God. How can God sit here and let someone like that just continue to live a life of waking up every morning and waking up every morning and the only thing they give a fuck about is destroying just one person that's happy. Oh, let's see what she just posted. What did she post on social media? Oh my God. I don't want nobody to see the fucker. I don't want nobody to see her. We're going to make sure that we report her social media, every last one of them. We're going to make sure nobody ever sees this bitch. I hate this bitch. Who the fuck are you? You idiot. Well, I'm going to tell you like this. I know God is like, you know, I done pulled you away from this and all. But it's for some reason I'm crying because it's just like, golly. You need to love yourself, man. You do. I don't know what the fuck happened to you when you was younger that caused you to hate so badly, so deeply. Oh my God. But you need to wake up, and you need to rise up, baby. You need to rise up. I can't fathom. I could never be you. I could never, even when I was a bad little girl breaking into people's houses and stealing shit, I would never want to be you. I would never want to be your friend, your girlfriend, your partner, your fucking family. I wouldn't want to be nowhere near you. Because I'm pretty sure that it's nothing but a deep, dark cloud around you. And that dark cloud needs to engulf you and take you in and swish your ass up and down and make your ass like a damn washing machine and have you come out with some love, because I be God dog. You need some Care Bears in your life, pray. I can't believe I'm sitting up here crying for this person. I don't even know who the fuck they are. I probably do. That's why it's so strong, but I cut it off right here. This will be the last fucking time that I think about whoever the fuck this is. This will be the last time that this nigga or chick brings me to my tears in hopes that they get a better life. I just heard somebody lost their damn job to the point that they was working so hard to just destroy this other person. Using company computers, using company machineries, or whatever not. Damn. I wonder if this is the person that tried me Monday, Tuesday, Sunday, Saturday, whatever the damn day that was. I went out to go get me some pizza and they tried to kill me. I'd have been pointed so many damn times. And this person, I think, keeps doing it. And it's like, bro, you ain't learned yet. God don't want me gone yet. You know? And the contract has been over since the 30th, 31st, but you still angry. No, I'm still gonna do it. I'm still gonna do it. You're putting your own self in a grave. If Satan said, no, I'm done, and God said, no, I'm done, who the fuck are you to decide, oh, I'm gonna have to kill her? Yo, oh my God. Oh my God. That's why don't nobody want to work with you. Don't nobody want to be around you. Don't nobody want to be dealing with you. You done lied too many times. You done backstabbed too many people. You just stole so much energy, love,
ruining people. Don't want nobody to start a new life, get a new mate. Don't want nobody to do anything positive in their life because you can't do anything positive in yours. When you actually could, but you got to go through a whole hell of a lot of karma, bruh. I'm going to tell you like that. You might as well go ahead and off yourself. I mean, I know I shouldn't say that, but the karma that you're getting ready to reap, bruh, you're going to be in that bitch for about 7 years straight. If you living, and then if you die, it's going to be repeatedly and then repeatedly. Oh, my God. I would not want to fucking be you, bro. I would not want to be you. Oh, my God. If you die, you're not going to be happy at all. You're going to be worse than you is now. Satan ain't even finna take you. You're going to go over there into the purgatory over there. That Satan don't even be, he, I don't fuck with these motherfuckers, I'm done. That's Satan talking, you know what I mean? And your ass gonna be over there fucked up. Oh my God. Nobody wants you. Oh my goodness. Even Satan don't want to be fucking dealing with you. Now that's, I don't care what demon you decided to call on, them motherfuckers is waiting for, man, I can't fuck with this nigga because he got a mark, yo. He straight up got the mark, yo. God don't want to deal with him. Satan don't want to deal with him. And none of the daggone demon off gods want to deal with him. Woo! Bruh! Real people don't want to deal with you. Your family don't want... Woo! Jesus! 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 And I don't call Jesus too much, man, because he was a prophet. But, you was doing too damn much. And you ain't stopped yet. You still out here trying to destroy somebody that's happy. And that, sir. Oh, bro. Ooh, I know you're listening. I know you listen. You listen to everything that I do. Everything that I post. Everything that I'm telling you. I hope you get some insight. The next time you send your little crab ass people to my phone talking about something they want my services, make sure I advertise for the fucking service first. How about you do that? Try me with the shit. Oh, my sister, she has all these relationships. Bitch, bye. I never even advertised yet. How do you even know that? You know what I'm saying? And then you're going to try to make me be, I wanted you to do it the way I meant, but kiss my tail. I don't follow the rules unless it's God's rules. Most High Creator, God rules. Not the pastor rules. Not my family rules. That's why we don't talk no more, because I don't talk to my family at all. I decided on December 31st, it was over. I'm not fucking with my family no more. And them motherfuckers was working with this motherfucker, and I'm not finna be, because the karma that's finna come down on all these motherfuckers is a sad one. People gonna start dying left and fucking right, and I ain't finna be no one to that shit. I'm out. And I know I'm cussing, but hey, this is how I fucking feel. My tears done dried up. And now I'm at the point where I'm just like, man, whoever the fuck this is, you got a lot you getting ready to get. Ooh, the demon coming to eat your ass. Oh, the Langoliers just came up in my brain. And I was sitting up here watching all the Stephen King old movies last night, but the Langoliers just came up in my brain just right now. You about to get ate the fuck up, bro. You about to get all that stuff that you dished out is coming right back to you. That's why you're supposed to treat people with respect, especially people who have showed you nothing but love and love themselves enough to walk away when they knew that shit wasn't right. But you couldn't do that. You still hating. You still mad. You still shredding up pictures doing fake stuff, fake profiles, stalking, still doing ill shit. Damn sure ain't loving yourself. You're going to get madder and madder and madder by watching this person. Because that person, she's going to always succeed. You know why? Because she ain't fucking stunning you. Her mind is on her work. Her mind is on her bright future. Her mind is on positive shit. Your mind is on her. And how much you hate the fact that she's continuing on to be somebody in life. Damn it. Didn't you just lose a job? Somebody just lost a job. They said it twice. Somebody just lost a job. And somebody is upset because they lost this job. And they say it's your fault. Well, Go get your ass another one. McDonald's always hiring. The post office always hiring. You feel me? You shouldn't have stole what you stole. You stole something from somebody. You stole something. And God stepped in and he was like, man, if you don't leave this child alone, I done told you not to mess with my child, but you keep fucking with my kid. What else? You got kids too. And that's fucked up. You got kids and you still out here being an asshole. You still out here being an asshole. Your kid might show up dead one day because you've been wishing and hoping and praying to demolish this person because they're happy. Damn. I don't want to wish nothing bad on your child. But you sure be wishing bad on other people's kids. And that's not cool. That shit come right back to you, bruh. Chick, whoever the fuck you is. I don't know who you is. All I know is that your energy is fucked up. It's shady. It's sad. It's angry. Number one, it's angry. It's a little child on the inside of you that is so hurt. You're hurt. And instead of taking care of that hurt, healing that hurt, trying to do better, you resort to vengeance. Vengeance. Revenge. Murder, kill, destroy. And it's real fucked up because Satan don't even want to fuck with you no more, bro. That right there just the fuck. If Satan don't want to fuck with you no more, bro. Wow. I just don't know what to. I was crying. I'm telling y'all, I think I spent about 5 minutes in tears before I pushed the record button. I just felt the energy of this person, like, God damn, bro. And I can't even feel for you no more. I can't. God said, if you don't stop that shit. And he was like, okay, bro. If God said stop, then that's what I do. God said, get off this situation. That's what I do. But somebody hurting real bad. Somebody so angry. Let's see here. I got a Cancer. I got a Sagittarius. Damn, I got a Gemini really bad. Ooh-wee. I got a bad Gemini. I got a Virgo. I got a female Virgo. I got a female Virgo. I got a male Virgo. But I got a female Virgo that's really, really upset. I got a Taurus here. An Aquarius. Wow. And a goddamn Capricorn. Y'all know what? Capricorn been coming up a lot in my motherfucking readings for myself. I don't know who is a Capricorn. But I don't like they motherfucking ass. Because they not happy. So I went to the get me some pizza and I met this dude, yo. I'm eating pizza and this dude come up to me and he was like, hey, Treece, right? First of all, don't nobody know my fucking name, Treece. Second of all, he kept saying that he knew me, but I don't know who he was. He could have said Vaughn or he could have said Tavares. I was hoping he said Tavares, because Tavares, I knew Tavares way back in the day. Okay. But this dude came up to me, gave me a pound. I gave him a pound. And, I mean, he walked in the damn restaurant, looked for me, and then walked out the restaurant after I said, all right, what's up? Yo, okay, peace. You know, I got sick that same fucking day. But then I was noticing that as I was sitting down waiting for the bus, waiting for the trolley, whatever the fuck, this nigga here at Bubba Gump's was standing outside on the steps staring at me. You know, just staring at me. He stood there for about 15, 20 fucking minutes. I was like, yo, what's up, dog? And after I did that, he walked away. I got sick as the dog that night. I got sick because somebody poisoned my food. This is not the first time somebody poisoned my food. I got sick the day that my homeboy Ralph passed away. Somebody poisoned my food then. It was taking daggone steak and shake too daggone long to bring me my daggone cheese fucking burger. They had got to them and put something in my shit. They've been trying to fucking poison me for the longest. And God is telling you, no, no, no. So whoever you are, you need to stop. You need to stop. You need to leave me the fuck alone. Go find you somebody else to fuck with, because obviously God said no. God does not want you fucking with his anointed. Okay? And that would be me. I don't know what else I gotta do to prove to you that I am under his care. I am under his shield. Okay? I got too many archangels, too many spirit guides, too many people who have passed away that tried to hurt me are on my team now, because they are saddened and hurt that they even tried to do what they tried to do to me. Okay? So I don't know who the hell you are, but I do know you a bitch ass karma. You damn sure a bitch, because you ain't gonna show your fucking face. You hide behind fucking fake ass profile. You would never tell me in my face. You know what I'm saying? You's a bitch. That is what the fuck it is. And so you continue to be angry. You continue to cry. You continue to be, oh, I can't stand this bitch. Why'd you gotta live? You continue to go ahead and do that. You continue on. But sooner than later, you're gonna find yourself 6 feet deep. And when you get 6 feet deep, bruh. Purgatory is looking for you. And you're going to be off in a dungeon someday. Well, over and over and over and over. Even God, even Satan not going to fucking. They ain't going to let you come back. They ain't going to let you come back. They let you come back this time because you were supposed to clack bone and learn your lesson. But nope. You went worse, worse, worse. So you ain't coming back next time. And that's what God said. I'm not bringing him back. He caused too much trouble. They put too many people in the situation. They brought too many people with them. And that's what the problem was. I'm supposed to bring a lot of people with me on a positive note. But you didn't want that. You wanted to be bringing people with you on a negative note. God had to step in. Satan even stepped in. He was like, okay, if you can do this, I'm going to give you this. Now, you know damn well Satan don't never tell the truth by shit. So, why would you believe that? Now, look at you. Hating this person. Hate, hate, hate is a strong word, baby. Better start loving yourself, because it ain't going to do nothing but get worse and worse and worse and worse and worse for you, your kids. Your kids, until somebody come out that bitch and change the way things have been done. But anyway, I feel better now. It's 3:33 on the clock. Thank you, archangels. Thank you, ancestors. I know where I'm supposed to be, and this is it. I am done. I have had a good day. Even though that little episode lasted a couple of minutes, but this is over. Finito. And so are you. So with that being said, I am the fuck out. Deuces.